Okay, we all know how vital it is to get a Wi-Fi signal, especially during these pandemic times. Some people are getting more creative about it than others. One of them might be Julen Jean. She lives in LA, but she's hiding out right now in Port O'Connor, Texas, where Wi-Fi signals are at a premium. Julen, tell everybody what you're doing.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on your podcast, Jeff. So, Wi-Fi is a struggle, you know, during the pandemic because of we were having issues because we're a media company and just our files are big. And also we do live streaming filmmaking classes. So we actually would go to the library in Port O'Connor, Texas. That's where we're hiding out. And the library was closed for a while. So we had to sit outside. And luckily in Port O'Connor, they have set up a couple chairs, plastic chairs that lean back and a little desk. And they also have a plug outside. So it's awesome that libraries have, you know, free Wi-Fi for everyone 24/7. So that's been a lifesaver because Port O'Connor, Texas, a lot of people don't know, but it's right by the Gulf of Mexico. So where we have our, like, getaway house, and there is actually zero Wi-Fi available where we're located. So we have to go sit outside the library, set up with our computers, our hard drives, you know, live streaming, phone, app, and just chill outside and make the Wi-Fi work for us.
Okay, I've seen the photos that you guys sent me of you guys hanging out in front of the library, and they look so cute, really. But come on, how much do you miss Wi-Fi in the home?
I miss it quite a bit because it takes a while just to drive, you know, to the library. If it's closed and you have to go to the restroom, that is an issue. And we've had to be creative about that as well. So I do miss, you know, fast internet, especially because we have a filmmaking community. And so just being able to, you know, post our classes and keep up with our community and, you know, be active on social media, everything died down about 50% because we just don't have that quick access anymore. Well, we live stream filmmaking classes at 11:11 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, in our Fox Force Filmmaking Academy group. It's a community-led class. So if anybody can volunteer to be a teacher and teach their passion, so since I'm in charge of it, and if we don't have a volunteer teacher, I will be teaching the class. So I live stream from outside the library, and I'm very vocal about where I'm at just in case the, you know, connection is bad and people don't see me at my usual setup, which is back at our LA house. And we have, you know, our big monitors there. We have a seamless backdrop. You know, we have kind of nice lighting, but now I'm just outside the library and I just want to keep the community going, keep people learning, you know, through the pandemic. Now's the time to learn. Now's the time to connect with your community and get projects going. So, you know, I said rain or shine, Wi-Fi or not, you know, I will stream our classes from anywhere, and it works best at the library since we have unlimited Wi-Fi streaming.
All right, Julen Jean checking in with us from Port O'Connor, Texas. Thanks so much. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Julen's website is foxforcemedia.com. Be sure to check her out, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.